Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God shows his blessings. Rest upon every one of you, too. We do honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you. I'm live in the chat and I'm live by phone, archives, and on the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Indeed, I'll continue the prayer. We are again thankful and grateful to the Lord for this glorious opportunity to be in your midst. Amen. To decree and declare that God is alive and well, and that He so graciously and lovingly and kindly sent His Son to die for us on the cross, to pay a debt for us that we could never pay. And we are grateful. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For we know that the God we serve is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen. And that He is with us as a mighty warrior. Amen. Let's turn our hearts to the throne. Father, we thank You this morning. We are so thankful that You touched us this morning, and we're in the land of the living. Thank You. Thank You, Father, that You are the Almighty God.
Thank you.
every one of you. I'm alive in the chat room, on my phone, archive, on the podcast. The Lord is riches, 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 riches. Rest upon every one of you. Indeed, I'm thankful. So we gather together, we ready, you're hearing. You and angels of Satan, we shit you, totally command you out of our lives. Angels of Satan, sword, get these wicked devils and you and angels of Satan and drag them to the lake of the dogs. Now, in Jesus' name. John chapter 15, which was speaking that the Lord is. Oh, true. That's what we're going to read now. We're going to read Acts. Let's turn to the text of Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, the former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, unto the day in which he was taken up, and after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Not the part of the rules of the way from the promise of the Father. You said he heard of me. In other words, I told you. I'm going to break it up. Is there as a schoolmaster to lead us and teach us? So let's go to Joel. I'm going to go to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter that he has heard your cry. He has heard your pain. He has seen your affliction. He has seen your attack from the enemy. And he says that today is the day that you will begin to see the manifestation of the peace and of the restoration. Because everything that Satan stole from me, I'm going to cough it up and pay it back. Give me back, I hear the Holy Ghost say, give me back my peace. Give me back my joy. Give me back my honey. In the first month, your floor shall be full of weeping, your fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, taken away from the caterpillar and the farmer, my great army, which I have set among you. And ye shall eat, and plenty be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt tormentedly with you. For you are my people, who shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of you, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, I decree and declare, and all for the God of prophets. Glory. Who he anointed, who he called, who he chose, who he wooed. In the spirit of God. Remember when Acts, the Lord told him to wait for the promise of God. This is the prophecy of that. He said, verse 28 of chapter 2, and they shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams. Thank you. put in my mind shall be delivered to the Lord. Yes, indeed. The way for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but he had been baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days yet. When they therefore will come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will the power of this sign restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know times of the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after this Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and to those most far there. And when he had spoken these things, when they beheld he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Hebrews 12:24. He said, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speak of better things than that of Abel. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, and through the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Amen. What is Father telling us this morning? I believe he's sharing with us the seasons that we're in. Now, when we read Joel, he began letting us know that we are in the season of restoration. He's restoring everything that the enemy has taken from us. Many of us have been in storms and situations. We have been under severe attack from the wicked one. But the Lord said that's cool. So now the Lord is saying that we're under open heaven. Amen. We are under open heaven, and that we are going to be restored. Everything that the enemy from us, he's restored it. He's going to restore our corn. He's going to restore our oil. He's going to restore our vet. Now, the corn and the oil are the ingredients of God. Glory to God. Remember, when Joel was there, he was seeing vision. He was seeing years ahead. He was seeing the Messiah coming. Therefore, the corn and the wine is too full prophetic here. Not only is the Lord going to restore our physical bread that the human agency, Satan, has eaten up from us and destroyed, he's going to restore our food when we have abundance, that we can eat and plenty and be satisfied. That's what the Lord provides. He wants us to have the best. He wants us to eat the best. How do you say that, preacher? Because the earth is all in the fullness thereof, and it is well therein. When you read Genesis, the Lord prepared the earth first. Then he made man and put man in the earth. But then he explained to man what he could eat and what he couldn't eat. That's a father, that's love. But through the years, Satan has lied, perpetrated the lie that God does not love us, God does not care about us, God don't want us to be blessed, God don't want us to be. And that's a lie. Not only is he God to those who give their lives to his son Jesus Christ in a committed relationship, but he's also even to the end in the text of Revelation, I will be their God and they will be my son, and I will be to them a father and they will be to me my son. He still love us. He still wants us people, and they are the fists and all of them. And I will be to them a God, their God, and I will be their God, and they will be my people, and they will be my children. He still loves us. He still has bowels of compassion for us. He still cries out for relationships. Come to me, I'll give you a weary and elevated. I'll give you that. He doesn't please the Father to see you in pain and to see you in lack and to see you without. So no more being in lack and poverty when my daddy owns everything. No more of you timid and scared when you say, I am not the king. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Don't
over our relationships through your blood, that you put a hedge of protection around this. We decree and declare that the same hedge of protection that you put around Job, you placed around us. We thank you, Father, for Pentecost. Thank you for fresh Pentecost in our lives. We decree and we declare that today will be the beginning of the fresh Pentecost in our lives. A fresh indwelling, a fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Making us a new, sharp, threshing instrument. Father, we thank you that you have anointed our ears afresh, that we will hear you and you only, that we will begin to the word begin to manifest in our lives as never before. That all the wicked foundation of Satan, an architect of Satan that he had built around our lives, every area of our lives, to keep us in bondage, and that we go so far we can't go to it. No, it is destroyed from the root, never to be rebuilt. Because the destined purpose and prophecy that you have in the word that you decreed over our lives shall begin to manifest today. We decree to have faith with those who are in ownership. Those who are in real estate, owners of land and property. We just got so much land, good land, property that they just handed to us. And again, I'm talking about I know what you can do. Now we'll build your edifices that you share with us and tell us what you speak for people. So that people could come and be taught the word of God in clarity. And the spirit of excellence and integrity. And we'll worship you, Spirit of the truth, the way you want worship services to go. Thank you.